From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tossed Popcorn is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Sienna Jekyll.
And I'm Liana Holston.
And welcome to Tossed Popcorn, the podcast where two idiots watched every film on the AFI's 100 Greatest American Movies of All Time, the very slightly less racist 10th anniversary edition, and are now watching films of our own, as well as listener, choosing.
This podcast is a safe dance hall for people who don't know anything about movies. Today, we're watching Moulin Rouge.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby.
A movie that Liana, that's me, absolutely mandated be on this list. Warning! There will be spoilers about this. Not really that French, actually. Old film.
Yeah. I guess let's do our predictions.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's hit it. Let's hear yours first.
Yeah, that seems right.
That seems right for some reason.
It feels right. Hi, Sienna. It's Liana.
Hello.
I'm about to watch Moulin Rouge. I predict it's going to be extremely gorgeous, and I'll probably be singing along.
Oh.
Sorry. Also, Nicole Kidman singing, Ewan McGregor singing, Baz Luhrmann visuals. France, a little guy. Probably have to cut that. And, you know.
What?
Excellent, albeit nuanced vibes.
Oh.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, boy. I already feel, I'm feeling guilt.
That's okay.
I'm feeling guilt.
Let me say right now, you don't have to feel, I have no expectations from you.
Cool. Let's listen to my prediction.
Okay.
Hi, Liana. It's Sienna.
Hi.
I'm about to watch Moulin Rouge.
Uh-huh.
Seems like something theater kids would like. I'm genuinely, I'm sorry to report that I'm not very excited to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I recall seeing part of it years ago because I think my sister enjoyed it or thought it was interesting after seeing it on Tumblr.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Looking forward to hearing what you think about it. And glad to spend some time with our tall queen, Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Tall queen.
Yeah.
All of that. It's very aesthetic for Tumblr. Your sister, who has good taste in visuals, it makes sense that this is something she would find interesting.
I think it really inspired her to love production design, which she almost did in college, and then pivoted, but she like got
it inspired
into
her so much
design.
That she almost studied it.
Well, she literally got into school for it, and then she was in film school basically for like 2 seconds, and she was like, no.
Mm-hmm. As
which
is correct.
One of the most respectable decisions ever.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I'm really excited to hear from you about it.
I'm excited to hear from you as well.
Yes. Oh my God, we're so excited to hear from each other. The other thing I'm excited about, please, is, hey girl, this sweater you are wearing.
I am wearing a sweater with a dog on it.
I've never been happier to look at you.
Wow. I really believe that.
I love looking at you. I love looking at you right now.
It's a nice sweater. It's got a French bulldog.
It's just a little guy. Look at the little stinker. Oh, I really think you should name that dog.
You know it's not real, right?
Yeah, but it's a dog. Things don't have to be real to have names.
Frankie, oh. The French bulldog. What?
I don't like that.
What? What else
like
should
that.
I make?
Sorry, I don't like that.
What would you name it? What would you name this dog? What would you name this dog?
Oh, do you know what? A childhood friend of mine had two French bulldogs growing up, and they had the best two names for a French bulldog. One was called Brie, and the other one, this was a perfect name. No name will ever be better for a French bulldog. Beignet.
Oh, that's lovely, unfortunately.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So now every French bulldog to me is Beignet.
That's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
My other hey girl is that I just got a splinter out of my hand before recording.
Yes.
So yeah. Big win.
Where are you getting splinters from these days?
You'll hate it.
Is
puppet
it a puppet
things? Yeah. Mm. Well, my friend made a big wooden stage and I was helping him move it. And I just
okay.
Ugh.
Yowza.
Yowza. My other hey girl is that I am not caring for my body at this moment. And okay. It's been a while since I've truly been in like an era of just not caring for it. Like I'm not sleeping very well. I really haven't been exercising and I've been sitting in a chair a lot now that I'm working.
You're a working girl. Yeah.
And, like I'll be sitting for like 4 hours and then I'll be like, oh, I need to get in the car now and drive for an hour.
Oh, no.
And it's just like my ass is constantly asleep. Anyway.
You're planting ass.
I'm planting ass. My ass has taken roots. But you know, right now I have faith, everything, things in life, it's ebbs and flows, but I'm really looking forward to the next time I feel any sense of my ass not being asleep. It's been really bothersome. So fingers crossed for me.
Yeah. I love that. I love crossing your fingers about something that's kind of in your control.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's like, it's in my control, but also it's like, there are truly not the hours I need, but maybe they'll appear.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. Every now and then something happens where you're like, I wish this was different, but it's not actually quite...
It's not quite my time to change it.
No. I hope it changes soon. I hope I'm able to change this soon, but not right now.
Exactly.
Mm.
Well,
speaking of physical things somebody wishes they could change about themselves, Sienna... It's the tuberculosis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Saw you. You went off into the distance and it was as if you were staring directly into the sun.
Boy, do I want a beignet.
I can't believe this little guy.
I want a beignet
sweater.
So bad now. Yes, I will happily give you a synopsis for this film, Moulin Rouge. Moulin Rouge. Turn of the century Paris. Early 1900s. Ewan McGregor is a writer who ends up befriending a theater group making a show called Spectacular Spectacular for the Moulin Rouge nightclub / entertainment establishment. Nicole Kidman is the most beautiful dancer / sex worker at the Moulin Rouge. Ewan McGregor falls in love with her. The Duke, a theater funding man, is also in love with her, though, and wants to sleep with her. And she has to pretend to be with him if they want the production to happen, despite her actually being in love with Ewan McGregor. There is so much yearning and many dance numbers to modern songs, despite the period nature of the film. The end. She has tuberculosis. That's a huge part. Yeah. She dies of tuberculosis that she has the whole time.
Yes. Every part of that was right.
Yay!
Yes!
Were there more parts that are significant?
I think we'll probably get into them, but no, that, I mean, her dying is really, and you got that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, oh, Liana, I'd love to get into your phone notes actually right now. And I have to say right off the bat, I apologize for how negative mine are. I'm not feeling completely negative about it. I'm really interested to hear your argument. I'm really interested to hear
my defense.
Yeah. I'm ready to play. I'm ready to play this game, you know? I'm ready to get it. I want to get it.
I assumed that you would not, and this is good.
Woo!
This is correct.
Let me open your notes. Great. Liana's first note is, I love this movie, series of smiley faces. Sorry. When did you see it?
Yours?
Oh, go for it.
I first saw this when I was 12 years old.
So, yep. Okay. Great. Well, there's no shaking your love for it.
Nope. It's ingrained.
That's great. That seems like a great time to have seen this.
Oh, pivotal. Formative. I saw this and went straight from this to perform in a dance show.
Wow. And you said
also
I
in March.
Have new...
It was our St. Patrick's Day show. Crazy.
Wow.
So, absolutely. Absolutely. Your first note is a lot of crotch happening right now.
The movie is so crotch forward.
Interesting. Yeah, with like the can-can dancers.
The can-can.
Yeah.
And it's because they're just like, okay, when can we show this, you know, like show us some skin, but it's just some women fully lifting up their skirts to their bloomers. And it's just very crotch.
Yeah. Yep.
I kept seeing
that
crotch.
That is the style. Okay. Your next note is, oh, he's writing about a beautiful woman. Oh, at least that's interesting.
Yeah, I knew that was annoying, but...
No,
I...
look, you're absolutely right. There are parts to this that are like, shut up. You need to shut the hell up, actually. And I get that. I really get that.
Oh, it was so fast at the beginning. I did not understand.
I know. I had forgotten how fast it was, and I felt so bad. I felt so bad when it started. I was like, oh, she's going to be so confused. It hasn't stopped moving since it started.
What's the genre?
And you did write, what genre is this? Again, it's going to be romance. It's going to be a romance musical / Baz Luhrmann, who is his own genre.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's a love story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a jukebox musical love story.
Mm-hmm.
With, as you noted, random songs.
A jukebox musical with random songs. I do like Ewan McGregor, though. I have probably because I saw Star Wars around the age of 12, I will forever have like a sort of like I appreciation. Like I feel safe with his presence.
We both have a deep trust of Ewan McGregor.
Yes, I trust
from
him.
From seeing him at the age of 12.
I trust that man.
Oh, yeah. I would tell him a secret. I would give him a confidential document that needed delivering. I trust that man.
Okay, Liana, you have kindly said, Sienna, does any of this make sense? No. I didn't like have a horrible time watching it. I just kept being like,
I was hoping that maybe the bright colors would be fun.
I loved the bright
colors.
I was
hoping you'd be able to like vibe at certain times, like just let go of needing to understand.
Yeah, that's what I had a little trouble with. And I was watching it. My roommates were like coming in and out. And at some point I was like, wait. So what's happening or what's about to happen? And they're like, that doesn't matter here.
That's not really the point. Yeah.
It's not about the plot. And I was like, oh. So there were definitely a few moments that were really campy, like the guys going up the...
Yeah.
I love that. The guy's kind of marching up the wall or the elephant or something. And then, you know, there was at some point a row of like five bald men around a piano. And I was like, that's
I
funny.
Hoped you saw that. I was really hoping you'd see that. Yeah. I was like, she's going to think this is so funny, but it is blink or you'll miss it. Blink and you'll
miss it. I did think it was funny.
I'm
wow.
So
you
glad
really,
you saw.
You completely understood the Sienna translation of this film.
Yeah.
I also did like the Duke until he became really evil.
Yes. I felt that way this time around watching it. I thought he was so... I really respect
very funny.
That actor.
Yeah, he's
that
very
actor,
funny.
He was so funny.
He was lighting
he said
up the
word
screen.
Shenanigans. shenanigans.
He was lighting up the screen.
Yeah. And then he really, yes, he really did.
Or when he sings,
evil.
When he sings, you can tell anybody. It's like,
it's a little bit funny.
Funny.
Everybody's at a 10. And I respect.
Yes, and that I respect. I love the drama. That.
Yeah.
I love the drama. Liana, you've said little rat bitch.
Oh.
Who's that?
That's the Duke.
I thought maybe. Yeah.
No one has ever reminded me more of a rat in film. Even Ratatouille. than this man.
He
the
was
entire
the
cast
Ratatouille.
Of Ratatouille is less rat-like than the Duke in Moulin Rouge. With his little mustache.
Yeah. Yeah.
That tiny. I do. I have to respect the mustache game that was played in this film. The commitment to character building and costuming. Ooh.
Ooh.
You did ask, did this have such an impact on theater kids? The answer is yes, of course. Absolutely.
There was a moment where Ewan McGregor was staring at her like, oh, when she came up and she was like, Duke. We will, when he was like, why is this character in this show? Why does the woman want to be with her lover instead of with the important guy?
Maharaja.
The Maharaja. Mm-hmm.
Stunningly problematic.
And she's like, no, you're right. You're right, Duke. And then Ewan McGregor looks over at her and he is wearing a scarf and a fedora.
Yes.
And
he's
so
dressed
much
as Mark from Rent. It's crazy.
I thought about Rent during this watching.
Really?
I was like, this is sort of Rent, but they're like, let's make it more heterosexual. That's kind of how I saw it. Like, and more theater. It'll be more heterosexual for heterosexual tweens who think they're heterosexual.
Okay. And that was the sound of Sienna hitting the nail on the head.
All right.
We're taking an ad break. We can't do that. We have to. We're taking an ad. We are taking an ad break. We're taking an ad break. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Liana, you've said me entering a room scream singing, "We should be lovers," is something I really thought would work in college.
We should be lovers. Thought it would happen.
When does that happen?
Interesting. It's in the Elephant Love Medley number where he comes back to the elephant and is like, "Sorry, you said that you loved me, and I was wondering if that was the case." And she was like, "No." And he was like, "Oh, lol." And then they sing their love medley of like, "I was made for loving you, baby." That number.
Uh-huh.
And he leans in. She's gone back down the stairs and he leans in through the sort of doorway and scream sings, "We should be lovers." She goes, "We can't do that. We should be lovers." And that's a fact. And then they sing some more. And then they dance into the moon.
Is the elephant...
No, that's elsewhere.
The building where she lives?
The elephant is the building. I don't think she lives there. I think it's where they take like high-rolling clients.
Sure. That's cool. Yeah. Liana, you said if there's one thing that's stronger than love, it's tuberculosis.
It is tuberculosis.
It is tuberculosis. That's true. It is very strong.
He was like, "But a force darker than hate and more powerful than love," or something like that. And I was like, "Yeah, that is tuberculosis." They are right. And you know what? They do not let you forget throughout this film that that woman has tuberculosis. They yes. are constantly reminding
go,
you.
Don't forget.
Now, remember.
Yeah, I know you're kind of bonding with this character, but you mm-hmm. know.
And I actually respect that because as somebody who forgets things very easily, I mm-hmm. appreciate that they don't let you get too happy.
Yeah.
At any time during yeah. the film.
Liana, you've said men will literally ask, "Where were you last night?" instead of noticing that you have consumption.
Now, how did he not know? How did she not know as well? This is the thing where, unfortunately, every time she gets diagnosed at all, mm-hmm. she has passed out.
Yeah.
So she is very in the dark about her ailment.
Right.
And was that what the past was like?
People just
could you be
out.
Dying and not know?
Because you thought
but
you were just
others
taking
knew?
A little nap. Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Like their reality show was not, "I didn't know I was pregnant." It's, "I didn't know I had consumption."
Mirrors weren't around that much for that long, you know? People couldn't even see themselves look like garbage.
There were so many mirrors in this movie. The issue here was not a lack of mirror.
I just meant generally.
She coughed blood into a handkerchief.
Yeah, but if she can't look at it in the mirror.
Regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
That for me is a bit of a plot hole.
Yeah.
That she in this otherwise rock solid and grounded piece. My favorite number in Moulin Rouge
mm-hmm.
is El Tango de Roxanne.
That one was good.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Roxanne is my fave.
Yeah,
my fave number.
Whoever was singing with that, with the bass.
Oh, yeah.
That was...
The Argentinian?
That made me go...
What did you think of the narcoleptic Argentinian?
Is that literally what his name is in it?
I think so.
I just... Mostly that. Mostly that's what I thought of it. And I loved that. Is him
did you have
that.
Any... Did you have any favorite characters or... You don't have to put on that red light. Did you have any favorite characters or numbers? I understand that you might not have had either, given that everything was happening for the whole time.
Mostly it was like that, unfortunately.
Okay. No, that's all right. That's all right. There's not space
like,
for you to form
I
an
liked
opinion.
I his little team of friends.
Yeah.
His team of friends. Oh,
his squad.
The dude who came in and saved her from being assaulted. I was yes. like, saved by a friend, not
saved
even
by
her
friend.
Lover. By a friend.
No, We love, love that. Were you happy to see John Leguizamo?
Yes, I was.
Love that.
Yeah, I like that little crew. I was happy to see them.
Great. What did you think when he started singing The Sound of Music?
I was...
Did you notice that?
At the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed it and I was so confused.
Yeah.
I was super confused because that one also was funny because it was like from a musical versus a lot of these are like modern songs and whatever. Mm-hmm. That was probably on purpose, but I started out and I was like, is this going to be about the making of The Sound of Music?
Mm-hmm.
Because
a biopic of Rodgers and Hammerstein.
In my defense, he's singing The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
So that was
dressed
highly
in Lederhosen.
Confusing to me. Highly confusing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. For me, it was a transcendent experience.
Really?
I was so happy to see a handsome man sing that song earnestly.
Yeah. Is he known for not really knowing how to sing?
I don't think he's sung in anything else he's ever done.
I liked it.
And if he has, I don't really believe that.
Liana, and I think I know when this came up, you said, guys, all of you are white. Yeah.
The show
pay homage to India in a number of places.
Mm-hmm.
They make you know.
We could have the conversation appreciation versus appropriation, but it is
it's
appropriation.
It's pretty straightforward.
It's not really a conversation. It's just a one sentence answer. Yes. Ooh. You know? It's nuanced. It's a nuanced film in that some parts of it are beautiful and some parts of it are spectacularly problematic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know when Nicole Kidman was like doing her dance later or whatever, and mm-hmm. she's in like a,
mm-hmm.
not really a sari, but.
Not really anything. Yeah.
But.
a nod to traditional Indian dress.
Yeah. It was just sort
or
of
Bollywood
like,
costuming.
Actually, if
but
you wanted,
she
could be Indian. Like,
I know.
You either don't have to make it the whitest, one of the whitest actresses we have, or you just don't have to make it traditional
mm-hmm.
Indian dress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they knew about their options at that time, though. In their defense, you know?
No, that was not a year for knowing your options. Absolutely not. No.
Liana, you said, if Ewan told me you'll be all right, I would simply stop having consumption. I actually think that's true.
The cure for tuberculosis is famously trustworthy, Ewan McGregor.
Uh-huh.
He just has to speak with you and say, you'll be all right. And then you're like, oh my gosh, you're so right. Sorry, I was being random. I was being random and having tuberculosis.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Oh, my God.
Like my
I didn't think about it that way.
And lungs would listen to that.
Mm-hmm. I no longer have the wasting disease. Sienna, your last note.
Yes.
I just have to say this actually is related. You've said, BRB catching and dying from tuberculosis, so Ewan McGregor will cradle me this way.
Oh, he cradled her in such a way.
I do think cradling
said, yes,
is
please.
Wonderful.
I'd love to be cradled, but it seems like the only way to do that is to be a dying woman in the past. It's too bad. I'm not going to do that. Obviously, it's 2-5. Your last note, Sienna, is no way I'm going to remember any of this when it's over. Yeah.
And Liana,
I think in some ways it wants that.
Really?
It's like, you know what? Be with us for 2 hours, vibe, look at every color known to man, and then it doesn't matter what you do with the rest of your day.
I respect that. I actually respect that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit ephemeral in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no plot to be known. They keep it simple, stupid.
Hey, they are kissing, for sure.
Yeah, and Liana, your final note is, Sienna, did you enjoy that at all? Seems like something we could discuss in Badges and Trages.
Okay. Let us move on.
But the answer
on.
Is,
yeah.
The answer is, mostly no, but a little bit. But a little bit.
Yeah. After your reaction to Shakespeare in Love, I was like, there's just no way There's no way that this is for her.
What are you going to do?
But let's hear the parts that you did find some enjoyment in. In our segment, Badges and Trages, where we award badges for Baz Luhrmann visuals and trages for tuberculosis. I have so many badges, yeah, and I'm really first. Sorry. You I'm really sorry.
No, it's great.
Badge for Paris 1900, telling us where and when we are. Thank you.
Perfect.
My first badge is for that maestro guy at the beginning. I went, yes. That's actually pretty fun. And then he was at the end, too.
Oh, my
too.
Gosh.
And I was like, yes. Yeah, that's lovely. Love that.
Love that. A badge guy. For you and Scottish dad in the film. You'll end up wasting your life at the Moulin Rouge with can-can dancers. Always this ridiculous obsession with love. Love him.
That was fun. Badge for... So the movie starts and it's going and it's so much happening and I was like, guys, I'm so confused. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think I like this. I don't think this. I like this. And then they are singing. They're singing something at the once they get to the Moulin Rouge and who's the main like mm-hmm. the host guy?
Oh, Ziedler.
Yeah. So Ziedler's yeah. whatever. And I actually forget what they were singing at this point. It might have been.
Yeah. Yeah, Lady anyway, Marmalade.
He says the line, he goes, outside it may be raining, but inside in here, it's entertaining.
It's entertaining.
And when he said that, I went, he ate with that. That actually was, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Outside it may be raining, but inside it's entertaining. Like, that's, break it down. Is it always raining? I don't know. Is it always raining? Like,
it may be.
I thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
So.
I'll double up these badges. A badge for a dance hall and a badge for a room of people jumping into the splits. Yes.
Badge for... early on, I wrote the Duke. I thought he was hilarious. And mm-hmm. then the assault scene, you're like, it's not fun anymore.
No longer fun. Yeah, took the fun right out of it.
But he yep, was totally get it. A funny performer.
Yes.
Particularly before that part.
A badge for a quick costume change while setting up the stakes of this character. When Nicole Kidman is changing her costume during the Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend number, but we're also introducing her wants and her mm-hmm. needs as a person. And then she emerges in this unbelievable new sparkly costume. Love that. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Badge for, I will say, in these little romance movies that you've been showing, these romance films, there's a lot that confuses me for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'm like, is her character a comedy character? I don't know. But... one thing that is nice about them is their sex scenes are so like respectful and like
so tasteful.
You know, it's a lot of like they're like they show a lot of skin to imply it, but it's all back. There's no crack.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, yeah. you know, like they're just lying down and speaking to one another. They're covered in blankets. Yeah. It's very dreamy yeah. and posed. But I understand that that's like a respectful way, especially for tweens, to kind of get a taste yeah. of,
mm-hmm.
you know. What mm-hmm. if they're gonna look at some fake intimacy, then that's a yes. nice version.
It's a good one.
Tasteful.
Respectful. A badge for top hats, scene from the Eiffel Tower. At the end of the big dance number, she's like, take off your hat. And they all throw their top hats in the air. And there's a shot from the Eiffel Tower where you see them float up in the distance. And it's so fun.
When
there's so much whimsy in this movie.
When she's introduced wearing a top hat, I laughed so much.
No, okay.
She comes down, it's like, diamonds. Yeah. Are girls. And she's in,
uh-huh.
she's in the top hat.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's interesting.
It's
women
just,
could wear top hats.
No,
in the past.
I know. I laughed at everyone's top hat. I laughed okay. at everyone's
oh,
top.
Wow.
But just the fact that, I don't know. It was just, this movie was so on the nose the whole time. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, this fedora ass film. She's going to be coming, the hot girl's going to be coming down in a top hat. You better believe. This.
Oh, yeah.
This,
a bedazzled top hat.
1900s, Gilded mm-hmm. Age, circus
sure.
loving
mm-hmm.
World they're building. She's going to yeah. be wearing a top hat.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yes.
On a swing? On a swing set?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's me?
I think it's you.
My final badge is for, I said Roxanne, LOL.
Yes, okay. So you were laughing.
No, it was also, it's a little LOL in how much was going on. I was like, I don't think I'm fully experiencing the full amount of the full appreciation for it. However, mm-hmm. I did think his voice was very, very cool. And
yeah,
I could recognize the dancing was good. It's too bad I really had trouble focusing on it because of all the... But I think the Roxanne part was good.
Yeah. It's like in Spirited Away, how we definitely knew we were missing out on some subtleties because we don't yes. speak Japanese.
Yes.
You were missing out on subtleties here because you don't speak romance.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how I felt.
Or when in Shakespeare in Love, you were like, it's so funny that it's Shakespeare. And I was like, what? What do you mean?
It still is.
Why is this funny? Yeah, all right. I will rally through these last ones. There are so many. I'm so sorry. A badge for Sparkle. A badge for Ziedler being at a 10 the entire time.
I loved him.
Yeah. A badge for she is allowed to be a little insane mm-hmm. most of the film.
Yeah.
Badge for the sound effects. I loved all the...
Oh, that's so fun.
I really enjoyed those. Badge for a man starting a conversation with an apology. When he shows up back at the elephant and she's just finished her flying away song and he's behind her and he says, sorry. Good. Badge for the shape and structure of this red gown that she wears. Ooh. Oh my gosh. A badge for two people really trying their best. Nicole and Ewan, I think, really worked hard on this film. And I respect that.
I love that.
I think they really were doing their best. A badge for the whole band is bald, guys. I loved that visual gag. Badge for she is as tall as, if not taller than, he is. And that's very important. Badge for the Duke when they're on a picnic going, my dear, a little frog. Chasing after a frog. A badge for letting this ill woman be sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Yes. She was sweaty.
Yes, she's gorgeous, but she's also ill. And don't you forget it. Badge for the way that Ewan delivers the line through tears. Thank you for curing me of my ridiculous obsession with love. Very good job, Ewan. Very good job. And my final badge is a badge for the gun bouncing off of the Eiffel Tower. Great. Yes.
Incredible.
Why not?
That's funny.
Tragic.
Why not?
Why not?
Such a funny reading of this film. Why not?
Why not? That is what it was. I think that's what Baz Luhrmann says when he starts directing a film. He's like, you know what? Let's do this way, because why not?
Exactly.
No one's saying no.
It's a little bit funny. The ad breaks we take. We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future.
It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Trages. My Trages. First trag is her ow-ows, as they were written in the subtitles, which at the beginning mm-hmm. of the film, which she doesn't do much at the end, but this is where I was a little bit like, Nicole, is this the role you want to play? Where she kept going, ow, ow.
Yes, yes. Ow, ow. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like, mm-hmm. It was like a bark. It was like a sex bark.
She's being kooky. Kooky but sexy. Mm-hmm. A trage for dead wife vibes throughout. I mean, it starts right off the bat with the girl I love is dead. Uh-huh, and you're like, here we go. Uh-huh.
Trage for the speed and vibe. It's too much. It gets less so throughout, but the beginning is...
It's over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
It's overstimulation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, why not? But I don't really want to watch it.
Okay, yeah, and that would be why not. That would be a reason not to, because people don't want to see that. A trage for when she refers to herself as mummy. Don't do that. That's not appropriate.
Trage for the assault scene was just like, no.
Tough. Could have been worse.
Definitely could have been worse. No, it was. But it was tough. It's more of like a trage that it was happening sort of situation.
Yeah, that
they
power dynamic.
They definitely could have made it like less, you know, respectful of the actress and such like that. I mean, it was tame visuals, but
yes, tough. Trage for unbelievably appropriative of Indian culture, and I think some other Asian cultures as well got thrown in there too.
The aesthetic is so strong; it's so aesthetic focused that it was really like, oh, let's take the aesthetic of these cultures, and that's exactly what.
But not the people. Yeah.
My next trage is also for appropriation.
Hmm. Trage for a bit melodramatic sometimes.
A bit.
And yes, the entire film is very melodramatic. But even for me, sometimes I was like, okay, this is embarrassing. When she finds out she's dying and she's like, I'm dying. I was like,
I laughed.
I don't remember this scene. That's embarrassing.
I'm dying. Trage for her character should be mainly a comedic character. I thought that would have lent itself very well to just being funny, funny, ha-ha, and then cute as well. But I couldn't really
figure
out...
So you just didn't want her to be doing sex?
I wish she hadn't had sex. No, I couldn't figure out that character's genre.
Yeah.
I was confused.
A trage for the only black character in the movie is named Chocolat.
I did not know that's what he was named.
I know. It's not really... If you don't know about the movie, they don't really call him that at any point. Yeah. It's like once, but if you haven't like read the cast list or anything like that, it's not immediately obvious.
What that name tells you is we don't have any other black people in the movie.
Yep. Yep.
My final trage is for long. It's actually quite a long film.
Yeah, what is it, 2 hours 15, something like that?
I thought it was like 3 hours.
No.
Wait, what? It felt like it was going forever.
Trage for spectacular, the production that they mount is beautifully staged, but at what cost? Because
the appropriation.
Yeah. Oh no.
Very of its time.
Oh no. Two more from me. A trage for when she's dying, she says sorry. She's like, Christian, I'm so sorry. I'm dying. And it's like, you don't have to apologize for that. You shouldn't be apologizing. It's you're dying. Focus on that.
Sorry.
And a final trage, back to the beginning, a trage for the dead wife energy, because, of course, it's been done, it's trite, it's tired.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole film hinges upon it. And that is annoying.
It's a bit annoying.
Bit annoying.
Well, Liana, we've badged and we've trashed. Shall we move on to how to pretend you've seen this film?
Let's.
Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is
You are on the dance floor
just
at the Moulin Rouge. Canning it up with your besties.
Trying to shake a little ass, trying to shake a little can.
Throwing your can around. And the Duke comes up to you and says, wow, all these shenanigans really remind me of a film that I'm going to talk to you about called Moulin Rouge. It's a wonderful film. I don't think the right person won in the end.
And in order,
except for tuberculosis.
In order to stop the Duke.
That's my protagonist.
From belting at you about this film, we're going to tell you a few things that you can say to pretend you've seen the movie Moulin Rouge.
Yes. Yes, Duke, I've seen Moulin Rouge. I am feeling right now the opposite of the question phrased in one of the big numbers of the film. So when I say this to you, what I mean is not this. I mean the opposite of this song in which they sing, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I'm not asking you. I'm not interested in your answer to that.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Here's some trivia about the film so that the Duke knows you know more about it. Filming was halted for 2 weeks because Nicole Kidman fractured her rib and hurt her knee. Ooh. Did you know about this while rehearsing dance routine for the film?
No. Is it because her waist got so snatched?
It was so snatched it snapped. Many of the scenes where she is seen only from the chest up were shot while she was in a wheelchair.
Whoa.
She was like really out.
Goodness.
Wow. Well, it goes to what you said. They really worked hard.
They worked hard. She was doing her absolute best.
Wow.
Yes, Duke. I have seen Moulin Rouge. It's as Nicole sings when she enters on the swing in her little top hat. The French are glad to die for love. They delight in fighting duels, but I prefer a man who leaves. Please leave.
Another the Duke. I have seen the film Moulin Rouge. And I know this fact about it, which is that in the original drafts of the script, Satine had a three-year-old child. Is it Satine?
Yeah.
Satine had a three-year-old child, and the story was told in flashbacks, told by Christian to the child. So in a way, it would have been the original How I Met Your Mother.
Absolutely. This is the story of the time your mom and I boinked so much during the rehearsal process for a deeply problematic musical. Yes, Duke, I've seen Moulin Rouge. If you keep talking to me about film, then I have to say, Duke, come what may, I will hate you until my dying day. Which is right now because I have tuberculosis. I'm so sorry.
My dying. Yes, the Duke. I've seen the film Moulin Rouge. And believe it or not, you'll like this, the Duke. The song My Way, Frank Sinatra's My Way, was going to be in the song performed by the Duke. But they ended up never doing it. However, he keeps yelling, My Way.
Anyway. Oh my God.
That would have been fun.
I would have hated that.
My way.
Oof. Thank God they cut that.
And now that you have
Booted the Duke all the way to the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Booted and he bounces Duke right off of it. Ding.
We will move on to our next segment, which of course is Should You Watch This Or, where we tell you if you should watch this or if you should do anything else with your time. Liana, what would you say?
Yes. I would say yes, you should watch Moulin Rouge.
Oh, great.
Gird, be prepared for some moments in it that are, But, it is opulent. It is sumptuous. It is ravishing. It's very gorgeous, and everybody really is trying very hard. And I really respect that. Sienna, what would you say?
I have a really weird recommendation. Maybe it's not weird because people who know movies, maybe this isn't weird. I would say if you don't want to watch this film, you could watch the film Victor Victoria, which is Julie Andrews.
Yes, so we love her.
The hills are alive. And the reason I even thought of it is because the actress Leslie Ann Warren, for some reason, I really wanted to see her in the role of Satine, which would have taken it a completely different way. I get why they put such a comedy character actress in there, but I kept imagining it the whole time. And she is in Victor Victoria. I think it's similarly like of its time, maybe the 80s, and has some things that are questionable in it.
Okay.
And I can't remember in which ways.
But all right.
It's similarly like this all feels like sort of experimental yet mainstreamy theater space. Like it reminds me of Rocky Horror, all of these in that way. They're like so maximalist.
Yes.
Now, I don't remember that much about Victor Victoria besides that. But it takes place in Paris. So that's why I was kind of thinking about it.
Oh, oui,
oui. Oui, oui.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking it was really funny and also maybe a little too long. So that's a good recommendation. Liana, how would you rate the film Moulin Rouge?
I would give this movie 4 bedazzled top hats out of 5. It does have to lose a point because of all of the insane cultural appropriation and the dead wife trope.
Uh-huh.
But I love, love, love this film.
Oh, I love
it. It's one
that
of the two that I own on iTunes.
No way.
One of the 3, sorry. Yeah. It's this, 1917, and the third one that we have yet to get to on our list.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, can't wait to find out.
How about you?
My take on this film is they were doing a lot of things.
That's true.
They were putting a lot of like love into it. I see why people really like it. I'm definitely being like, we've already established that this is how we are on this show, but I'm being very like flippant about all of like some very hard work and like a lot of energy. All that said, and I think it's experimental and interesting. All that said, it's just not for me. I didn't enjoy it. There are some numbers I really liked. I love the drama around it. And as the things that you were saying, like, yeah, people get to be insane and things like that. I'm like, I totally respect that. And the whimsy. You're right. It is whimsical. And it's too bad. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that. So I didn't have the same like, oh, I just love this so much and can't wait to watch it again. But it's just, I think it would hit some people and it just didn't hit me in that way. So I will give this film a 1.2.
Oof.
Is that bad? Is that really bad?
It's low, but that's okay. If that's how you felt. You
know what? No, I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Oh, great.
I will give this film a 1.5 because I would just never want to see it again. I never have to see this again. But I love it for other people. Uh-huh. I know that there are a lot of people I love who are going to listen to this and be like, dang, Sienna, you didn't like it. And unfortunately, I'm so sorry. 1.5. Dance floors.
Jesus Christ.
Dance floors.
Ooh.
Out of 5. I'm very glad.
Yeah, not for you.
I'm very glad to really not for you on this because you want to know something. When I saw it years ago, that part of it, I hated what I saw.
Okay.
And this time around, watching it, I'm like, yeah, this is just for me. never would have worked out. But I did have more respect yeah. for some more of it this time. I'll give you that.
Sure.
And it is great, incredibly interesting as a way to study American culture and where we were at that time.
Yeah.
Fascinating. What a way to check film. In. Fascinating film.
A fascinating film. Well, there you go, everyone. That has been Tossed Popcorn's review of Moulin Rouge. Merci beaucoup for listening. We are all over social media at Tossed Popcorn and on Patreon, as the French, I'm sure, would say. And join us next week.
And we will be watching... The Matrix.
Well, can't wait for that. Oh my god. You're gonna miss Moulin Rouge after that movie. I bet. I don't know, actually.
Well, thank you everybody so much for listening. We already did it. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You can find us on Instagram as @SiennaJekyll and @LianaHolston. Please check the description for the spelling of our dumb names. We put out episodes every Tuesday, so make sure to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. See you next week on Tossed Popcorn. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check the iHeartRadio app.
Though nothing will keep us together, we could steal time just for one day. We could be heroes. Okay. Stopping?
Yeah.
Forever and ever.
Ready?
We could be. Yep.
Three, two, one, go.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.